You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, it's Metal Shop, and Ian here, along with my buddy JP from so many awesome bands overseas, current resident of South Korea, correct?
Yes.
Pull that mic up next to your face there. Get right up in there, man, because we want to hear it.
Sure.
And, man, I'm really, really glad we got to connect today and this week. A couple of years, 4 years ago, we decided,
4 years ago,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you were ever living on Capitol Hill or around there back at the time, Kevin and I from Metal Shop used to have a house right off of Broadway and Thomas by Julia's over there. And we found out that his band at the time, and still currently one of his bands, My
exactly,
Man Mike.
Exactly, yeah. We still play together.
And then Octopulp.
Yes. That's
okay, I want to get that right. Those are the two bands, and he's currently in the States right now touring with his band, Octopulp, but he's a one-man project, right?
One-man band, so it's a band.
Yeah. One-man band, so... He's here for that. We're going to get into that a little later. I just want to give you as a listener, a little ground level information. They were originally slated to play a show at the Charleston. All respect to those guys out in Bremerton, but I heard that they were playing and I said, hey, we're stealing your show. We're going to throw a backyard show. It was one of the final shows that we had in my house before I moved out of there.
That was awesome.
It was epic.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you guys got to come for that. And so that's where we made friends.
Exactly.
Just trying to lay the foundation and people know what's going on. And 4 years later, you're back in the States, and you are about to launch into... You just played the Charleston yesterday, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Over in Bremerton.
Yeah.
And you're about to launch into, 31 days? What did you say, 31 days?
Yeah, it should be 31 shows, yeah.
Yeah. So, on your own.
Yeah.
Traveling through the United States.
Exactly.
Man. You don't have, a roadie, or you don't have private security?
I don't need that.
So, you're on your own, man. You're traversing the United States.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Congratulations. Well, first of all, thanks for coming back.
I'm so happy to be here, coming back. The tour with My Man Mike 4 years ago was amazing,
So, did you guys make it through that My Man Mike tour, also a band from South Korea, with some South Korean, what would you say? I hate to say South Korean national member. I don't know. It's a kind of a weird connotation.
Yeah, see what I mean.
Yeah, but, and everybody else in the band is doing good, and everyone's well, but you're here.
Everybody's fine. Yeah, sure. We still play together. We toured in Southeast Asia 2 months ago.
Right.
And everything's fine for us.
And this is from back in the day when our buddy Nathan.
Yes.
Nathan exactly. Hansen, who went overseas to teach and now lives. You say he's living in Vietnam now. But you guys made friends, and he said, "Hey, my friend's band's coming overseas. You got to hook him up." So we went, "Dude, one of our best friends. Of course we're gonna hook him up." So. I'm so glad you're back, man. I'm just excited.
I'm just excited to have you
here. So tell us a little bit about the planning for coming over here to do a solo tour on your own. How long ago did you start working on this month-long tour?
Oh, so I thought about the tour about a year ago.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I want to go back to the U.S. So, yeah, why not? And I'm touring a lot with this project, actually, the last years.
Cool.
Especially in Asia, also in Europe. And I was, I should go to the U.S. And the main thing also is there's a lot of English teachers going to South Korea.
Mm.
But usually they stay only 2 or 3 years. So, they... always break my heart.
Oh no! You make good friends with
exactly
strange individuals.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I was thinking about I'm gonna go to the U.S. tour there and meet all my friends.
Reunite. Yeah, with all the people you met over there.
Yeah.
So how many cities are you going through that you were know someone that you're excited to go back and see? Is it three, couple? I don't know, couple.
I don't know. I'm maybe seven.
Wow.
Eight cities,
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's
so
great, yeah.
You started, the show in Bremerton last night, the first one of your tour?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you're playing tonight at the Kraken in the U
District. At the Kraken, yeah.
And you met Drew from Burn.
Yeah, we played together last year with Burn. And amazing guys. So
really good dudes. And Drew works at the Kraken up there, so it's only appropriate.
Exactly.
And you're playing tonight with Czar and Great Falls. And what was the other band that was? Oh, Florida Man, one of the new bands from the city here. That's going to be a good lineup, man.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You're going to be set. So that said, what is it like playing heavy music in Southeast Asia just out of curiosity, man? What's the scene like there? Do you have a lot of bands in the area? Like, are they varying styles? Like, what's going on in South Korea?
South Korea. Yeah, like, you know, I'm much more in the punk scene more than the metal scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, compared to the size of the city, you know, I live in Seoul.
Right.
The scene is really small, but there's a lot of people, a lot of bands playing, and no, it's getting really good. It's getting good. Yeah, I think.
How many bands would you be able to list off a name of band? I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything. I'm really just genuinely curious to see what's going on over there.
I would say like in the punk scene, you know,
right.
Like,
yeah.
This is what I know. Yeah, I would say there is like 15 bands. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Because this is a metal show, per se. But we, you know, I was a punk. I grew up as a punk. I grew up in a punk and hardcore and then metal, metalcore, grind, noise, stoner, you know, everything. It's all connected, man. It's a weird underground
Definitely.
World. So.
You know, I grew up as a metal guy. I was singer of a metal band during 10 years.
Wow.
And I switched to punk. I still love metal, of course.
Yeah, totally.
But
absolutely.
I switched to punk for actually politics because that's when I discovered punk and, you know, like the entire racism, sexism, anti-homophobia.
Right.
It's like, well, this is something that sometimes we don't have, like at least in France where I grew up, we don't have that much. So punk was amazing for me.
So it's more of like a welcoming outlet for that which you're trying to address. Because metal, I mean, hardcore, definitely. Metal, not so much. It's not as politically oriented.
Yeah.
It's a bigger community, so there's more varying opinions there.
Exactly.
So there's a lot more people talking a little shit.
Yep.
But that's cool, man. Like, I'm a punk at heart. I know Kevin is, too. So it's good to have you back. So let's talk a little bit about your solo band, man.
Yeah.
When did you start? And I need you to reiterate this name to me a couple of times so I don't mess it up.
Octopulp.
Octopulp.
Yeah, pulp means octopus in French.
Okay.
That's why it's a stupid name. You know, I had like I had 1 week to find a name for a tour. So it was like, damn it. And you know, I've always been connected to Octopus,
right?
Because I had that band in France called Tentaculos.
Oh,
so it was you know, yeah.
That's coming. It's coming around.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I started I think like in 2014. A good friend from France contacted me as like, hey, in 2015 I'm gonna tour by myself in Indonesia.
Wow.
And it was like, yeah, you told me you want to start a solo project, so let's play together, let's tour together. I was like, okay, I have nothing right now.
So
he told me, okay,
you
have 10 months. I was like, okay.
That's enough time.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. That's so awesome. So how many releases do you guys have now? You have two now?
Oh, like I recorded a demo like at the very beginning. But you know, like the first, my first tour was really different than this one. Like the project pretty much changed a lot.
Okay, I mean that's normal.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
and so I released last year my first album, and at the end of the year I'm gonna record the second one.
Good. Okay, cool. So you're moving forward, man.
Exactly.
Keeping on going.
Yeah.
So okay. So before we jump into it, I want to play a couple of songs from Octopulp.
Yes.
They're kind of short. They're shorter, so we're gonna smack a couple of them together and then come back and talk to you a little bit more.
Yeah. Cool.
But for anybody who hasn't heard this band or seen you do this, how would you describe it to a random stranger on this? Is that even possible? How would you tell
somebody
bad. About
you? I'm really bad at it. I don't know. Like, I have a lot of different kind of songs, you know. It's basically punk hardcore or mathcore or sometimes a little bit metal. But, like, the most interesting part, I think, is live because I play drums and I control the audio and the videos with the drum set.
Yeah.
So, that's...
And the video, too.
And the videos, I play with the video projector.
So, you can't see video on a sound, you know, on a song.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So, you gotta go see this in the flesh.
Yeah.
So...
And also, that's about the song of the album. I invited a lot of friends singing for me.
Okay.
So I'm singing sometimes, but a lot of friends, you know. I guess brought them, you know, to right. tour with me and stuff.
Really? Except like, now you're on your own, so it's on you now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you want to shout out a couple of these people that you were working with? Like,
no, fuck them. No, yeah. Sorry.
You know what? Fuck you guys. We love you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So that said, let's jump into a couple of songs from Octopulp. And so you want to do Riding My Dragon and On the Bridge?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say about these? You want to let people just hear them? You want to explain?
Like, what can I say about these? Yeah, like On the Bridge is with a very good friend from France, Cécile. She's a singer of a really awesome black metal band. And
what's the band called? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Ull. Ull.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
That's a weird one.
No, that's good. That's hard for us stupid American. Ull.
Ull. Yeah. Ull. No. Okay. No A at the end. Ull.
Ull. Okay.
Yeah. And Riding My Dragon, like his good friend singing for me is his name is Dick. He plays in many bands in France. You know, we're from the same hometown.
Right.
So,
yeah. That's cool. So let's jump into these two Octopulp songs. JP is here from overseas. You're a jet setter, a world traveler,
yeah.
A punk and metalhead of all varieties. So let's jump into that and come back and talk to you a little bit more.
Let the blood flow in the rain.
Metal Shop here. We're back with JP from Octopulp.
Yes, you're
I'm good. Pretty close, right?
Yeah, better and better.
I remember when you played that show in my backyard in Capitol Hill. My parents came out because my parents are party animals.
They were awesome.
You were talking, speaking French with my mom.
Exactly. My mom. Yeah, I remember that.
And she asked me about you actually every once in a while. She's like, "So, we ever gonna see that guy again? Come back?
Oh, maybe." Shit.
Well, you better. Better come out to a show, Mom.
Exactly. Come tonight at the Kraken.
Yeah, tonight at the Kraken, playing with Czar, Great Falls, and Florida Man with Octopulp.
Yep.
And so you were explaining to me while we were playing these two songs a little bit about the live experience with the band that you've set up. And you blew in my mind, man. So during that the solo part of that, you were mentioning how you have created kind of an interactive experience for the audience. Like, how's that working? Explain that to me a little bit.
Yeah, like, so first, I'm a geek, you know? I'm a developer. Yeah. So my job is like to program. So for the first time, I found a project in which I can combine music and programming. So
totally.
So yeah, I have a song. You basically have to pick up the solo player you want to play during the song. So I have like four different solos and videos, of course.
Before we get into it, let's set the stage a little bit. So you're playing drums solo, doing a little bit of singing, activating the, you know, the triggers and all that. But you also have a video, playing in alongside you or in the background somewhere, right?
Yeah, like next to me and top, whatever. Yeah.
So you give the audience members the opportunity to help you choose. It's like choose your own. Choose your own story. Choose your own song.
It's only for that part. Like, you choose your solo guy. You know, your solo character, like your Street Fighter style. I don't know. Yeah.
So you literally hand a drumstick out to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How do you pick who you choose to? you like see who's rocking out the hardest and hand them the option, or like how do you pick that person out of the crowd?
Or somebody that you know ahead of time. Man, I toured a lot with this project, and especially in China, I did it randomly, you know, to people. Like, hey, come on stage, I give you the stick. And many people were like, what should I do? And they don't speak English, so that was a disaster. So usually I pick someone, and I'm like, hey, do you want to be part of the song at a point? Yeah, I explain, quickly, and it's a little bit better.
That's cool. So you're going to do that tonight?
Yeah.
And are you going to be doing that the entire tour here also? Or?
Not sure, because, I have many songs for that tour, so, I will, I don't want to get bored of playing the same songs again and again. And
exactly.
It's better to change,
So. So you're going to be out for a month, 31 days.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're starting here in the Northwest, and then your tour routing, you said you were going down to Tijuana.
Yeah, Tijuana.
And then across the southern part?
Yeah, I go, yeah. I will cross Texas and, New Orleans, and I will go to Tallahassee.
That's a fun part of the United States to be in these days, man. It's going to get weird out there.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And then you're heading back up the East Coast and back into Canada?
I will go to, Chicago, Detroit, then three shows in Canada, then I go down to, the last show is in Baltimore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baltimore's got some heavy music in there.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. So do you have all of your shows already set up and already prepped out and everything? And
Almost, most part of it.
You can never see. Some of those have some unforeseen circumstances that will happen. So
yeah.
You'll have to be flexible.
Exactly.
I know you know what you're doing though.
Yeah.
So JP, man, thank you for coming back. And it's been 4 years since we had that magical night together.
Exactly.
So you're also in a band called My Man Mike.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys start My Man Mike, and what was the vision for that project? How did you meet up with the other members of that band? Was it right after you had moved over to South Korea? Or
exactly. Just after I moved. So I knew a girl. She organized a show in South Korea for my older band, my French band. And when I moved to South Korea, we met, and she was bringing those two guys. So one is from America, Matthew, and the other guy, Sunun, is from South Korea.
Right.
And we started just, hanging out together. And at a point, I was like, hey, do you like what kind of music do you like? And like, oh, punk hardcore. Yeah, man, me too. Oh, can you play something? Oh, bass, guitar? Oh, I can play drums.
Oh, and funny how that works.
That started, you know, maybe only 2 months after I arrived to South Korea.
Okay, cool. And so have you guys been going since then? Or
Yeah. Like, you know, during a year, our guitarist moved to Vietnam, so we had to stop a little bit.
Right.
But except that, yeah.
Well, dude, I'm very impressed. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 37.
Oh, we got an old man in the building.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm about to turn 33, so.
Yeah.
Same with Kevin, yeah. And everyone listening who's been listening to metal since the 80s is like, shut up. You guys are little babies.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. So, okay. One thing I want to ask you before we get going is like, one of my favorite questions to ask all of these big bands that we talk to is the light bulb moment for you. So at what point when you were younger or something like that, when you heard a certain song, maybe saw a show, that you realized, wow, like I want to be in punk. I want to be involved in heavy music. Was there one moment that you remember that really like sparked that interest for you?
So, yeah, I would say the first time was my best friend. We were about like 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah, that's right about the age range.
And we just like, he received the album like Unplugged in New York from Nirvana.
Yes.
And
that, Seattle Connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That totally changed my life. Yeah. You know, we directly, both of us, we bought an acoustic guitar. I started playing guitar. Mm-hmm. It was like, we started a band right after, you know, covering all the Nirvana songs. So that was the big, yeah.
I did the same thing.
Oh, did you?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, totally.
Man. So that's cool. And then the rest is history.
Yeah.
And now here you are.
Exactly.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
At the radio station that that band.
I told you earlier, you know, I was driving to Seattle today and I was listening to Pearl Jam and I was like, oh yeah, this is the way.
Perfect.
This is so fucking good.
It's a perfect combination.
Exactly.
Well, man, JP, it's an honor to have you back, man. It's a glad to have you up here. If we were a little closer, I'd cheers you.
We can
do a little space cheers.
Yeah.
Cool. So go see him tonight. If you don't see this, how can we find your bands online? You have a Bandcamp link or a Facebook page? Like,
I have a Bandcamp and a Facebook page, of course. You just have to remember how to spell the name.
We'll post the links to it, but
cool.
Help us help you. Let us know what we're looking at here.
Octopulp.
Poulpe.
Yeah, that's it.
And you can spell the first part, Octo.
Octo is easy, yeah.
But man, I'm impressed at your musical diversity, your hard working and willingness to like take a stab at just running a solo band through the entire country.
Yeah.
I wish the best for you, man.
That's a big adventure. Thanks, man.
And you'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a great time.
I'm sure.
Make sure you make friends along the way. Like you said, you're going to meet people.
I will.
You might have to... get into a little fisticuffs from time to time. Hopefully not. Hopefully you get to stay clean and clear from all of the problems in the world.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. So before we jump into My Man Mike, and let's explain My Man Mike. Would you call this punk, hardcore, grind? For people who don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
we say like fastcore or thrashcore.
Cool. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. So, and then My Man Mike is also on Bandcamp, mymanmike.bandcamp.com.
Exactly.
So go check that out. So we're going to do three-headed sharktopus?
Yeah.
Going back to the octopus, the sharktopus theme?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So JP, do you have anything that you want to say as a final like shout-outs or like farewell or anything to the people of the Northwest who might be hearing this for the first time?
Like, what can I say? I can say like last time in your backyard, like in your garden, was like
they called the cops.
Amazing. Oh yeah, that was just amazing. So yeah, I hope it's gonna be great also at the Kraken, but I'm so happy to be in the, you know, Northwest. That's beautiful area and beautiful people, so I'm just so happy. So
hey, and anytime you come back, you let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll do the best we can to hook you guys up.
Yeah, man.
So it's a pleasure to have you back. Yeah. And let's jump into some My Man Mike. Three-headed sharktopus, JP, thank you
only
so much.
Only two-headed.
Two-headed.
Yeah. Two is enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not plenty of bites. And thank you again, man, and good luck out
thanks.
On the road, man.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Excuse me, everyone. There's a killer shark octopus hybrid headed this way, so please leave the marina in a timely fashion.
What are you talking about?
No. No? Okay, how about this?
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.